In the race for the White House, there have been accusations of inconsistency. Each Democratic campaign has said the other is less than committed to their official positions. Senior news analyst Daniel Schorr says the problem may not be that the candidates are changing their stance on the issues. Perhaps, he says, the problem is making campaign promises in the first place.
Now and then, a campaign advisor lets the cat out of the bag and lets it be known that the candidate's position for the voters is just that, a campaign promise. General Jack Keane, who has advised Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton on campaign strategy, told the New York Sun that she would not act irresponsibly and order the immediate withdrawal of American troops from Iraq. Samantha Power, while still a top foreign policy aide to Senator Barack Obama, told the BBC that his plan to pull troops from Iraq in 16 months was a best-case scenario, and that once in office, he would not rely on a plan drafted as a campaign document. And Obama's senior economic advisor, Austin Goolsbee, gave assurances to Canadian consular officials that they interpreted to mean the candidate's promise to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement was campaign rhetoric. Committing truth, you might call it. The conventional practice of having staff contrive positions that will appeal to voters tells little about what a new president will do once in office, awash with urgent memos and situation room briefings. The wonderful disappearing campaign promise is not new in American politics. Franklin Roosevelt pledged in 1940 that American boys are not going to be sent into any foreign wars. In 1964, Lyndon Johnson promised no wider war in Vietnam. In 1968, Richard Nixon promised peace with honor in Vietnam. And then, of course, there is George H.W. Bush and his well-remembered pledge in 1988, read my lips, no new taxes. Berkeley professor Nelson Pulsby has said, think how much worse it would be if we had irresponsible government on top of irresponsible campaigning. And David Wise, in his book The Politics of Lying, describes the campaign as a mutual con game in which candidates tell voters what they want to hear. And so, maybe, in the interests of preserving our dignity, if not our sanity, it's time to demand of presidential candidates a moratorium on specific campaign promises. This is Daniel Schorr.